This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Reminding you, you can send me an email, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Love, hate, death threats. And he asked Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow, because tomorrow's the last day of the work week for us. Knocking out a solid 2 days this week, Chris. I don't like to brag. All right, quit. I'm going to make fun of The Rock. Talk really briefly here about Joe Biden's. Okay, so NBC News. You know, I've said for the longest time, I think the system is pushing him out. They want him out. NBC News is now running stories that Joe Biden's job approval is the lowest ever measured in our poll. And these guys like Joe Scarborough just murder me, man. Murder me with this stuff.
Eugene, we've got numbers. Economic numbers. Yeah. But China would kill for.
Yeah.
I mean, literally. that the Europeans would absolutely love. We're doing so much better than most in the world. And yet, I don't know why is it not getting through to the American people?
There's out of touch. And then there's the TV host, Chris, look up what he makes. You know, it doesn't matter. He makes millions. Then there's the millionaire TV host complaining that you just don't understand how good you have it. And let me explain something, Scarborough and every one of you people. It's actually not very difficult to understand at all. If you make so much money that you haven't had to reduce your standard of living because of inflation, then you think the economy is doing fine. And this is nothing against rich people at all. Make all the money you can. Go for it. I am not one of the eat the rich. I go ahead. Be successful. That's wonderful. Go. Knock yourself out. But if you make $5 million a year, he makes more than that. How much? He makes $8 million. Okay. If you make $8 million a year, you don't care that a pound of burger costs $6 now. $6. And trust me, I know, because we just made world famous Jesse Kelly burgers yesterday. Don't roll your eyes, Chris. We just made world famous Jesse Kelly burgers yesterday. $6 for a pound of burger. If you make so much money that you don't care about that, then the economy is fine. But 99% of the people do not make that kind of money. How hard is it to understand, even if you're not actually going through it, how hard is it to understand the American people are watching their standard of living go down? How hard is that to understand? Instead, they do this.
You know, philosophically and sort of intellectually, you can look at a lot of these numbers and say, this is a great economy in so many ways on a relative basis to history and the like. But at the same time, you have poll numbers and others saying that they don't feel it.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. And I think it's our job to explain to Americans what President Biden has done to improve the economy.
Notice she didn't say it's our job to improve the economy. Notice that's what she did not say that, did she? What'd she say it was her job? I'll play it again. Did you hear what Janet Yellen thinks her job is? Wrap your mind around this. This is the Treasury Secretary of the most powerful nation on the planet. The Treasury Secretary. I want you to sit and think about the last time you tried to book a plane ticket, buy groceries, go out to eat, do anything. Now listen to the Treasury Secretary, what she believes is her job.
You know, philosophically and sort of intellectually, you can look at a lot of these numbers and say, this is a great economy in so many ways on a relative basis to history and the like. But at the same time, you have poll numbers and others saying that they don't feel it.
Yeah, I'm aware of that, and I think it's our job to explain to Americans what President Biden has done.
The Treasury Secretary thinks it's her job to explain to you how great the economy is and how great Joe Biden is. Man, is there a better example of the system than that? The system's Treasury Secretary doesn't think it's her job to make your life better. It's her job to make you understand how good you have it, idiot. Why don't you understand? Are you too stupid to understand how great you have it now? That's how these people think about us. It is. On a completely different subject, I'm not going to let this one go. I'm never going to let it go. Because I remember Republicans and Democrats pushing it on us over and over and over again. I'm talking about that therapeutic they still call the vaccine. Did you hear this little interrogation from Representative Thomas Massie?
Ernest Ramirez's 16-year-old son, Ernest, I've met Ernest as well in Kentucky at a summit. His son died 5 days after receiving the Pfizer vaccine, and then he was contacted by FEMA, who said that they would pay for his son's burial if he would claim that his son had died of COVID. It's disgusting.
FEMA reached out to a father who just lost his son and told him to claim it was COVID and not the vaccine, and then they would pay for his funeral. Man, does that not bring it home where we are or what? Golly. All right. Hey, Aerodynamic Jesse. Lately, I've been thinking about what I would do if war broke out. By the way, the subject of this email was, am I a selfish coward? And we were called to fight. I am picturing our corrupt politicians eager to send other people's loved ones off to die. I always thought I was patriotic, but I know that at least half of our country would imprison me or worse for my political views. I have a wife and a 2-year-old son. They are my world. As far as I'm concerned, I'm not going anywhere to fight for anyone over anything. I'm staying here because I know eventually the evil in this world is coming here. And if I'm killed on the other side of the world, what good am I to protect my family here? Does that make me a selfish coward? By the way, he says, P.S., why do you keep putting the K in Michigan? There's no K in there. Buenos tardes. His name is Kyle.
Buenos tardes.
Okay, why do I put the K in Michigan? Let's address that first. One, I am uneducated white trash. How many times do I have to explain this? I am not educated. I do not have a college degree. I went to Montana State University for a year after high school, and in my first semester, I got a 0.0 grade point average. It was a very fun semester, but I never completed school. After the Marines, I did almost 3 years at a community college. I didn't even get an associate's degree there. I am white trash, uneducated white trash. The only knowledge I have comes from, I read people pretty well, and I read books. I've been obsessed with books since I was a child. My youngest apparently got that gene. If you went to my house right now and went to his room, you'd see stacks of books in his bed. He just hauls stacks of them in there and just stays up at night reading. I read, but because it's reading knowledge and not classroom learning knowledge, I've never been taught. I don't have teachers. I don't know how to say certain things, and I say things like uneducated white trashes. So I'm not going to change how I say Michigan. I'm not going to say this. I'm not going to change the saying a long road to hoe. I know it's a road to hoe, but I've been saying road to hoe for the longest time. And so now we're hoeing roads, if you know what I mean. And from now on, that's how it's going to be. Now, as far as are you a selfish coward? I don't think you're a selfish coward for prioritizing your wife and children over anything else. We all have prioritized things in life, right? There are things that take priority over other things. No question about it. My family's personal safety does take precedence for me over pretty much everything else. It is the way it is. And if you're looking on at what they're doing to the country, what this government is doing to people like you and me, what our military is doing to people like you and me, what our FBI is doing to people like you and me, if you look on at what these people are doing and you come to the conclusion that you decided I don't want any part of that, I don't think you can call yourself a selfish coward. I think you're somebody who has adjusted his priority list for the conditions we're in, period, end of story. I'm actually doing a bunch of reading right now. I'm in the middle of a book on the Russian Revolution and the origins of it. And I've read other stuff like that before. This book's pretty good right now. I'm not ready to give you the name of the book yet because I'm still digging into it. I'm not far enough in to recommend it, but I'm digging through a lot of this stuff. And I'm kind of on the World War One portion, and I'm just looking at how these soldiers in World War One were just tossed away. They meant nothing to the Russian government. Just cannon fodder out there. And I remember thinking to myself, man alive, that's someone's father, somebody's husband. If your government gets to that level of evil and only you can make that call, shoot, you make your own call from there, right? All I know is this. I'm going to be ready for whatever the future brings. Why? Because I take my male vitality stack from Chuck every single day. Every day. Did it again today. The kids even make fun of me because I have my little 7-day pill bottle thing where you normally are supposed to keep medications and stuff. But all I have in mine is my male vitality stack Monday to Sunday. Every single day I take it with breakfast. I feel unbelievable without big pharma, without injections in my arm. Full of energy, full of pep all the time. I'm extremely focused. But
my focus is just stay focused.
Because I take a male vitality stack natural herbal supplements every day. Chalk has endless natural herbal supplements for us, and they also have Black Friday specials. Take advantage of the Black Friday sales. They're already available before they're gone. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse.
Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Before we make fun of The Rock for pretending like he's going to run for president, I just want to reinforce what we were talking about earlier about arguing at Thanksgiving, about adjusting our social shame system, about the good people becoming more bold because the evil people are too bold in this society. I'm gonna play you something right now. This guy's name is Chase Iron Eyes, whatever. He considers himself an American Indian activist. But he's talking about Thanksgiving. Now, let me ask you something. Your liberal Aunt Peggy walks into Thanksgiving and she begins to speak like this. Are you going to do what we've always done? Roll your eyes, shrug your shoulders, go away, hope she shuts up? Or are you going to make sure the dirty communist understands just how unwelcome she is?
You know, every year we go through these rituals. These are rituals, these holidays, these concepts, they're part of our collective cultural mythology. And in America, there is a settler cultural mythology. From my eyes, as an indigenous person, We've been here for a lot longer than the settler institutions are telling us or are teaching our children in our schools. So when we hijack the truth and we put in its place something that is more palatable, something that eases our guilty settler conscience, it sets us up for conflict later on. That's going on right now. And we're just now in a state where we're consciously deconstructing Euro hetero Christian programming. Yeah. You could call it settler programming, but that's the truth. When you
okay, that's fine. He's a dirtball communist. Okay, you get that. When he walks into your family gathering at Thanksgiving, Christmas, when your coworker walks in talking about heteronormative Christian European based, are you quiet? Have you been? Are you going to keep being quiet? The quiet people are the ones who are right, and no society can survive if the quiet people remain silent. We cannot. The people who speak up, they are the ones who determine what the social shame system looks like. They are the ones who determine what is celebrated, what is accepted, what is not celebrated, what is put down. It is the ones who speak up who decide that. You help nobody except yourself by remaining silent. And me too. I'm pointing fingers at me too. Me too. All right. I'm just going to spend 5 seconds on this because it's not really my thing. I just want to move on here really quickly. They're already trying to draft The Rock to run for president. The actor, wrestler guy, The Rock. Okay. All right. Listen. I've explained this before on the show. I'm going to explain it again. Most people run for office for this reason. For this reason. You know what? Pause on this. Pause on this for a moment. I'll actually give you an example that's even better. There's a United States senator, and I was at an event with him one time. I wasn't there for him, but it was an event of his, and I was there meeting friends who were there. We were hanging out. But he knows me, and we were talking. I actually don't care for this individual that much, so I'm not going to go into the details of it. But we were talking, and we were at this fancy friggin' resort. And I mean fancy friggin' resort. One of these places with chauffeurs coming up, getting you out of your car. You know, they got all kinds of... You walk up, and you know this place has to cost a fortune. This senator was staying there for the entire weekend with his family, paid for pool, the max, all kinds of political event stuff there. This senator was not a wealthy man before he became a senator, and it's my understanding that he's not really that wealthy now either. So why was he able to stay there? Because he was a senator. People become politicians because they want access to the things wealthy people have without actually having to accomplish anything. In fact, this senator actually told me to my face at this thing. He said, you know what? This is one of the nice things about being a senator, Jesse. These rich guys really know how to live. This is why people want to become politicians. Being a politician would suck. Sitting there in hearings all day long, getting yelled at by people, having to raise money, all that would suck. But they do it. Why do they do it? Because by possessing no skill whatsoever except for cheating people out of money, these people get access to fancy planes and fancy cars and fancy hotels and fancy dinners. And yes, sir, and no, sir. They have a huge staff. They got 20 staffers, 50 staffers, 100 staffers. The boss in charge. That's why people become politicians. That's why they stay politicians. Do you know why these celebrities always tease a run for office but never actually do it? Because they already have all the things rich people have. So they're not going to go. You think The Rock is going to go sit in committee hearings? Well, yes, Director Ray. I was actually checking with my staff, and on January 5th at 9 p.m. Do you think The Rock's going to do that? He already has private planes and fancy steaks and pretty girls and everything else. He's never going to run for office. These people tease this thing just because they're narcissists, and I know this because I am one, they do this just so they can hear all their fans, yes, run, we love you, save us, Rock. But in the end, they never actually run. And Rock won't run either. That's also why Michelle Obama is never going to run for president. Her and her dirty commie husband already were president. Now they're filthy rich. She doesn't want to go back to that stuff, all right? Now let me talk to you about something. How about a free phone? Is your phone getting old? Maybe your battery's dying a little bit. You know I talk to you about Pure Talk all the time, right? The veteran-owned company. Veteran-owned, American-based customer service. You know they have a deal right now? When you sign up for their unlimited talk, unlimited text, 15-gig data plan, you get a free Moto G 5G phone. Free phone right now. How do you get it? Well, it's easy. Pick up the phone you currently have, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. 10 minutes. 10 minutes on the phone. You'll be done by the end of the break. #250, say Jesse Kelly, stop funding dirtball communist companies, start patronizing the company that actually loves us, all right? #250, say Jesse Kelly, switch to Pure Talk. Tis the season. Now's the time when they're giving out free friggin' phones, all right? All right. What happened in Argentina? Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than the championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. All right, I know. Look, a bunch of people are wondering what happened in Argentina. This dude, Javier Milei, or whatever his name is, he won in Argentina. And a lot of people want to know, Jesse, what do you think? I have no idea. I don't know anything about Argentina politics. Look, I know what you see. I know what I see. I know that Argentina has been, I know that they've had waste laid to their economy. You think our inflation's bad? Get this. I was talking to Carol Roth about this earlier. 120% inflation there. Something like every year. People are dying in poverty. This is not some third world country. Dying in poverty. Like half the country's dying in poverty. They've been voting for socialist after socialist after socialist. And, there's nothing communists cannot destroy. So along comes this guy and he takes over. And I don't know anything about him, man. I know the things you see. I don't know whether this is some huge change for the people there. I hope it is. I hope this is something for them. I hope it's something great. I hope nothing happens to him. They tend to play hardball when it comes to politics in South America, all over that daggone continent. People get shot, stabbed, beaten. It happens, especially if you're on the right, because communists are vile little monsters. They'll hurt you in a heartbeat. Here's Representative Dan Goldman here in America.
It is just unquestionable at this point that that man cannot see public office again. He is not only unfit, he is destructive to our democracy, and he has to be eliminated.
That was Dan Goldman talking about Trump. Don't get mad at him. He's honest. They all think that way. They do. He's the honest one. That's how they think. All right, come on. We got to get to some emails. Dear greatest radio host of my generation, I ordered extra cheese on my pizza tonight, and I think they cheated me. I think you had a fix for this. If you do, could you please re-educate me? He says, thank you. Says I can use his name. His name is Wally. Okay, look, there are a lot of scams, all right? The central bank, that's a scam. Right? The central bank is a scam. There are many, many scams out there. One of the great scams is extra cheese on pizza. Trust me, I'm a cheese freak. I'm the menu whisperer. When you order and pay for extra cheese, you do not oftentimes get extra cheese. They give you the standard amount of cheese while charging you for extra cheese. There is, however, a way to fix this. The problem is, in this economy, it can be a difficult step for people depending on your financial situation. All I'm going to tell you is this is what the step is, and we discovered it here in the studio. Me, Michael, Jewish producer Chris, we're getting pizzas. Well, you know how Chris is. I can't eat pork and that kind of stuff. So sometimes Chris needs a special pizza. I also like extra cheese on my pizza. That's because I'm in charge. Because they're so far below me, they don't rate extra cheese on their pizza. They get the bare minimum. In fact, I get Chris and Michael pizza without cheese, basically. But you have to order two pizzas. They know they're screwing you out of the extra cheese. You have to order one pizza, which is the one you want to eat. Order that with extra cheese. And then you order another pizza. Find something that's on sale, a special, with regular cheese. When they have to serve you two pizzas, then the one you ordered with extra cheese actually comes with it because they know they can be called on it. That is the only way to ensure extra cheese on your pizza. Otherwise, big pizza will screw you out of more and more money. Dear executioner of fish, that's not nice. I just got the invite for my 10-year reunion. I was looking through my classmates' social media pages. I realize that a small minority of us are married or have kids, or even a smaller minority or both. Is this as big of a societal issue as I think, or am I making a bigger deal out of this? His name is Jordan. No, look, there's no question about it. We know from all the numbers, we have all the data out there that people are getting married later and later and later and later and later in life. And this is what I hate. I hate when people look at these kind of trends and they'll automatically start talking down to young people. Yeah, because young people are stupid and yeah, they just want to do this or do that. Is there some of that? Well, there's no question about it that there's some of that. There's also some of this. And I know I have people in my life who are still looking for somebody. There's also women are having a hard time finding a dude they want to marry. And dudes are having a hard time finding women they want to marry. It's a big part of it. Another part of it is this. Life is less affordable. When you get married, it's not some old-fashioned way of thinking. It's a normal thing. Lots of things that are, quote, old-fashioned are human nature. When you get married, this was this way in the Indian tribes. When you get married, you live with your wife. You want to move in with your wife. You want your own place. People can't afford homes now. People can't. So people, you know, if you're a dude, you're in an apartment. Yeah, you can. By the way, I should note, get married anyway. I've lived in an apartment. I've lived in a friggin' hotel with my wife and kids. That's life's fine. You know, it doesn't matter. But anyway, people don't want to get married and start a family stuck in an apartment, stuck renting, stuck doing this. So what's happening is people aren't doing the things their parents did when their parents did them because they can't afford the same things their parents did. If you want a home right now, what's a $150,000, $200,000 home? I'm in Texas, so in Texas, that buys you a real nice home. That's a nice home, a family of four. Okay, it's nice enough, Chris. Not what? No? Okay, maybe a little older? Chris said prices are going up fast. Well, Chris wouldn't know all the prices. Trust me. Okay, so prices are going up fast. But okay, $250,000. You want a home. $250,000 home. And then two cars. Not brand new cars. I'm not talking about you got to drive a new BMW, but a couple 2015s, you know, that still run. You need $100,000 a year to make that work. You do. $100,000 a year jobs don't grow on trees. And so what happens is families, especially older generation, I'm not insulting them either. I'm not insulting the younger ones or the older ones. They look at the younger generation and they say, why aren't you getting married? Why don't you have a house? Why do you have this? Why do you have that? Well, people don't have these same opportunities. And plus, opportunities are different today than they were. Anyway, let's move off of this. I want to get to this Bill Gates video I played earlier. I played it before. I want us all to wrap our minds around this. I want you to listen, not just to what he's saying. I want you to listen to the music, and you should see the video. It's the cleanest, nicest looking video. They're essentially sitting there in a whiteboard. Listen to Bill Gates discuss the extermination of a few billion people.
Here we can see a chart that looks at the total world population over the last several hundred years. And at first glance, this is a bit scary. So we've taken that chart that shows the global population.
Just want to remind you, a bit scary. It's because the chart's going up. He looked at a chart that showed all kinds of new life on this planet, and he said it was a bit scary.
Growth. And we've actually extended it out all the way to 2100. And we can see that instead of continuing, it actually flattens out. Now, 11 billion people, still a lot, but the good news is that the faster we improve health, the faster family size goes down.
Make sure your family size go up. If that's your calling in life, look, everyone is called to different things, right? But if that's your calling in life, husband, wife, kids, have as many babies as possible, all right? Don't listen to these demons. Life is wonderful. Humans are wonderful. God is pro-human, all right? Don't listen to these anti-humans, all right? And don't listen to anybody that tells you there's no such thing as a towel that both absorbs and is soft. Whoever has said that to you, that doesn't mean they're a bad person. All that means is they've never actually had a chance to dry off with the brand new My Towels from MyPillow. You see, MyPillow created the greatest freaking towels ever. They really are. They are the best towels ever. And I love that you can get a six-piece towel set right now for $29.98. That's so cheap. For $20 more, you can get the designer premium line. But when MyPillow does these gigantic sales, they always sell out and they sell out fast. But hey, Christmas time is upon us. Maybe take advantage. I promise you, you have somebody in your life who needs a better towel set. All right? MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special square and use the promo code Jesse. 50% in savings. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or if you're behind the wheel, be safe. Give them a call. They're wonderful on the phone. Of course they are. 800-845-0544. All right? One more segment. Hang on. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. You better email me now because tomorrow is our last day until after Thanksgiving. I've got to do some Thanksgiving travel, so don't be yelling at me and don't be sending me mean emails calling me part-timer and part-time this and part-time that. I'm allowed to take a couple days off for Thanksgiving and enjoy myself. And you know what? I'm taking a vacation in December, too. I haven't taken a vacation this year, so I don't want to hear any lecturing. I'm actually taking a vacation in December. And no, we're not having turkey. Chris, you know my rules on turkey. You know, look, don't be a slave to tradition, all right? You know why you don't like turkey? You claim you do, but you don't. You want an example of why you don't know why? You walk into a restaurant how many times a year? Well, anymore, you're probably five, but you walk into a restaurant how many times a year? Have you ever sat down and looked at a menu with all these items on there and said, "Ooh, you know what? I'm going to have the turkey." No, you haven't. Do you know why you haven't? And no, club sandwich does not count, Chris. We're not talking about cold cuts. And you know why you haven't? Because turkey sucks. Turkey sucks. It sucks. That's why you never order it. So why do you serve it on Thanksgiving? Isn't Thanksgiving, isn't that meal supposed to be special? So Jesse, what should I have? Whatever's special to you. What do you rarely get? What's money you don't normally spend on food? For us, we'll go a couple different routes. We love a tenderloin of some kind. 3 or 4 pound tenderloin costs a fortune. We never do it. Once a year, maybe, at Thanksgiving, costs a fortune. But because it's rare, it's special. My mouth is already watering thinking about the tenderloin we're going to cook on Thanksgiving. Why? Because it's special, and we don't spend that kind of money. Turkey isn't special. If it was special, you'd get it every time it was available, wouldn't you? I would get tenderloin. If I had the money, I would get tenderloin every single week. I would cook a tenderloin every weekend because it's that delicious. But we've chosen to go a different route in our house. Get something special to you. And you know what? The green bean casserole sucks too. Green beans suck. Yes, it does, Chris. In fact, most of it's below average. Get something. Get some Cheddar Bay biscuits. Get something like that. Something along those lines. All right. We're going to get to headlines I didn't get to. I want to do this for you real quick. I just want to remind you that testosterone levels are dropping in this country. And we can't afford to have them go down anymore. 50% drop in T levels in 50 years. We cannot continue as a nation if that continues. We simply will not make enough babies to continue. And you know what they're going to do about that, right? Because they're not going to throw up their hands and just say, well, I guess we're done here. They're just going to import a bunch of people who will be loyal to them. Either we get the T levels to make the babies and feel energized and focused, or we stop, period. Chalk is helping us do that naturally. Natural herbal supplements from Chalk. Go to choq.com because what you're going to find is Black Friday special time. Jesse, but it's only Monday. Yeah, because it's Chalk and they're anti-communists and they're my friends. They have started Black Friday early. So go start your female vitality stack or your male vitality stack, or maybe just get a few bags of the Chalk Lit powder, pour that in the morning, get yourself ready to go. choq.com, promo code Jesse gets you all the money off all this stuff, all right? Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. You hear this guy with the NSA being asked about our hostages in Gaza?
Do you know the status of the remaining hostages? Are they alive, John?
So one of the things that's incredibly challenging about this situation is we don't have good fidelity, good information about the condition and the status of all of the hostages who are being held. Hamas has indicated that there are a significant number of hostages that they are holding who are alive. Those are the hostages we are negotiating for. We cannot speak to exact numbers being held, exact numbers who are alive or who potentially tragically have been killed, like the two that you mentioned. But we know that the number is significant, and we know that it is, for all these reasons, very important that this happen as quickly as possible.
We don't know how many hostages there are? What? We don't even know how many American citizens are being held hostage? That is the federal government's official position? I'm telling you what, man.
And now...
Here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Gen Z workers say they should be hired for their personality and not their productivity. Quote, we set the vibes. You are not going to be hired on your personality, and I have information for you. You're actually not going to be hired on your productivity either. You're going to be hired based on whether or not you make your boss's life easier. That determines whether you are hired, whether you stay hired or not. Make sure you're indispensable at the office in one way or the other. Surgeon Screwball, hyper-woke former Surgeon General, pens new book on COVID-19, casts the White House task force as frontline heroes who risked their lives battling the pandemic. And that would be one Jerome Adams. I knew you were probably thinking that was going to be some Democrat Surgeon General, but alas, it was not. GOP secures all elected statewide offices in Louisiana after Republican victories on Saturday. I love that because Louisiana is a wild, cool, insane place full of some of the best food and the best people and the craziest people. I love the state of Louisiana. That is a sweet state. Now, granted, almost all their politicians end up in prison, so most of these guys probably will too, but that's part of the charm, right? Look, in Louisiana, you have to take bribes. That's how you get elected. Rosalynn Carter, outspoken former first lady, dies at 96. That is the wife of Jimmy Carter. Rest in peace, Rosalynn, whatever. Could the FBI's investigation send New York Mayor Eric Adams to prison? Well, of course it could. I don't think it will send him to prison, probably because Eric Adams knows where too many of the bodies are buried. I mean, after all, he is in New York. But I bet you won't see very many more video clips of Eric Adams going on television insulting Joe Biden for his immigration response. He done got told by the FBI. Biden campaign works to ease Democratic anxiety over re-election chances. Yeah, good luck with that, pal. They're already moving Gavin Newsom into the White House. Violent DNC protest against Israel birthed by left-wing dark money machine. The amount of money communist billionaires spread around to every cause really is amazing when you start trying to untie that knot. I'll tell you that much. You, shoot me an email. Shoot me an email like tomorrow's the last day you're going to hear from me for quite some time, because it is. Actually, I'll just be back in less than a week. We'll be back on Monday. But anyway, tomorrow's our last show. Love, hate, death threats, questions, whatever you want. All right? That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.